Continuation of the Life of St. Teresa, Episode 38. St. Teresa continues to speak of the virtues of her first companions, but also of her growing sense that what she had accomplished was not yet enough, and that it was meant to lead to something more. Well now, this wretched one was among these angelic souls. They didn't seem to me to be anything else, for there was no fault they hid from me, even if interior. And the favours and ardent desires and detachment the Lord gave them were great. Their consolation was their solitude. They assured me that they never tired of being alone, and thus they felt it a torment when others came to visit them, even if these were their brothers. The one who had the greatest opportunity to remain in a hermitage considered herself the luckiest. In considering the real value of these souls and the courage God gave them to serve and suffer for him, certainly not a characteristic of women, I often thought that the riches God placed in them were meant for some great purpose. What was later to come about never passed through my mind, because it didn't seem then to be something possible. There was no basis for even being able to imagine it, although my desires to be of some help to some soul, as time went on, had grown much greater. And I often felt like one who has a great treasure stored up and desires that all enjoy it, but whose hands are bound and unable to distribute it. So it seemed my soul was bound, because the favours the Lord was granting it during those years were very great, and I thought that I was not putting them to good use. I tried to please the Lord with my poor prayers, and always endeavoured that the sisters would do the same, and dedicate themselves to the good of souls and the increase of his church. And these were the things with which my great desires were fully taken up.